Hey, welcome to Listen Bitch. Brandon Lynette here to hang out with you guys a little bit. Jesus, I don't even know where to start. The shit show has arrived. It is the season of what I call my season of depression. My two oldest left for college, and then shit kind of seems to be hitting the fan left and right from there. Exciting week. My big dog attacked the little dog for the second time in her life. She's actually doing really good today, but it was terrifying, stressful, and the fact that they completely hate each other does not make it easy on me. In fact, I thought for a second I was going to have to choose between them, like one of them would not be able to stay here. And that was fucking devastating after I'm already sad that my two college girls are gone. It's just been fucking crazy. Just craziness, trying to keep up with all the schedules. Not just for myself, but for the kids too, and juggling my work and Ben's work and all the things. Like, it's fucking crazy. So, listen, bitch, the truth is life, and it's gonna keep coming at you no matter what you're doing. How fair you think you're playing by the rules, how much you manifest and try to avoid all the shit. Actually, I think trying to avoid the shit makes it come at you harder. But I just want you to realize wherever you are in your life, whatever fuckery you're dealing with, this is a fucking season. That's it. It's a season. It's temporary. And I've got a couple tips for you to kind of help you navigate through the shit. I mean, our kids are starting back to school. I've got a freshman this year, a seventh grader. Zayden is bouncing between second and third, and then the baby turned four, so I started her in big girl school too. I do homeschool the youngest, and my freshman is petitioning to be homeschooled as well, which I'm all for, but unfortunately, there's another decision maker in the mix who is not a fan. But anyway, and then Shay's a junior and Jezra is a sophomore, both in college. And the truth is, this is my third year of having college kids move out. And the more I kept telling myself, like, come on, it's year three. You don't have to feel this. It's going to be fine. The depression still hit. It didn't hit me till Saturday when Shay was like, okay, I'm gonna go pack. And then, it's just the tears were coming and I stopped fighting it. Like, you have to understand, like, you get to feel. I don't have to explain it to anyone. I know every time a kid is close to moving out, my husband is doing the jig. Like, he's fucking happy. I get it. Lots of things. Like, it's a bittersweet celebration, right? They're going to college, they're doing the things, they're making grown-up choices. They kicked ass this summer, showed like a bunch of responsibility, and I'm just fucking proud of them. They're amazing kids. But there is something about having them home that just feels good, even if it's a shit show. I mean, my house is fucking clean. It's been clean all week since they've been gone. Weird how that happens with two teenagers out of the house. There's little things that I could trade off and be excited about, but the most important thing is I'm definitely not taking it as hard as I did, but I'm allowing myself to take it however I want. It's the first week. Who knows what's going to happen in a week or two? It's just big changes, right? So I guess I think it's important that I kind of help you guys deal with change. My biggest three tips to cope with big changes, and I'll throw in some extra commentary for you. I mean, if there is anything that is promised in this life, it's that change is coming. Change comes, and there is a chance for you to come out of this change a better person. I mean, it's the one constant in life, and it doesn't mean that we get used to it or we even fully embrace it. And that's why I think these tips are going to help you out a little bit. So, step number one, in any situation you're facing, whether it's like maybe you're starting a new job, or it is because your kids are leaving, or you're starting a new business, or you just got fired, I don't fucking know. Change is here, right? The first thing you really have to do is acknowledge that things are changing. Listen, bitch, sometimes we get so caught up in fighting the change that we put off dealing with it. And denial is a big deal. I mean, that's an actual energy. And in some ways, it does protect us. But the real power is in stepping outside of it and letting yourself know things are changing and it's okay. And I promise it's going to put less stress on you than putting it off. This is kind of where we start getting anxiety because we worry about change. We worry about all the things that are going to happen that we think are going to happen. Most of the things that don't, everything that you're afraid of, the possibilities that you keep yourself up at night with, don't even fucking happen. So the more we can get outside of ourselves and say, look, okay, things are feeling kind of different. Change is happening. I know this is a thing and it's going to be okay. The truth is, you are okay. You are safe. You are loved. The universe is protecting you. God has you. You are okay. You've just got to make that acknowledgement and then stand in your power of saying this feels different and it's okay. Another tip that I think works out is realizing like this is something that has helped me because my girl's leaving for college. It really is a good change. Right? It's good for them. It's good for us. It's good all the way around. But it still affects me. So my second tip is to realize that even good changes can cause stress, can cause an emotional reaction. I mean, think about like graduating or having a baby. These are big things and they're positive. They're beautiful, beautiful things, but it's always changed my life and everything in it. So we start creating this tornado of stress. Instead of embracing the emotion of just letting your body kind of react to the change and be in your body as a witness, not necessarily someone experiencing it. Let your inner being just allow your body to feel the things, to feel the sadness or the happiness or even the guilt that you're happy, all the things. You guys, it's okay that good things even cause you stress. That is life. It's life. We're here for that. We're in the arena. We're getting our ass kicked. This is something that definitely helps me too. So this is going to be my third tip, okay? Is just to keep your regular schedule as much as possible. Okay? And this is one of these moments where I'm going to give you guys a few tips that I am not following this week, and I could tell you it derailed everything. Like it derailed my energy, it derailed my meditations, it derailed my, journaling, like everything. I slipped out of my schedule and I think it's really important part of your schedule is, eating healthy, feeding your body the things that make you feel good. Even working out, exercise is important, talking to people, communicating, journaling through the change, being proactive and choosing to do things, all these things, you guys, okay? The one piece of advice I could give you that I'm doing because I have a fucking podcast and I could do that. I'm venting. Like right now, this is therapeutic for me because I'm talking myself through it. I can acknowledge where I'm not embracing this change in a way that I would coach a client to do so, right? So let's just pretend you're a client and you're going to do as I say and not as I do. I've been eating like shit all week, literally choosing purposefully. My husband and I were going to start at the Y. Together instead of, we have separate schedules. So we set up the week to meet up together. We're like, we're going to eat good. We're going to do the things. And let's just say, instead of going to the gym, we ended up at Lowe's window shopping Halloween decorations and eating wings, et cetera, or as my kid calls it, wings extreme. So, yeah, not making the healthiest of choices. But today was really good for me because I became consciously aware of the destructive pattern I'm in. And we all have that, right, bitch? Self-sabotage. That's where we go through the change and we beat ourselves up because we think we should be dealing with it like this, or we're trying to avoid the feelings. So I'm keeping myself busy doing other things. Retail therapy, I ended up went and got a TV for my office because I dropped the old one. And the TV in here helps the little girl stay. It's a fucking babysitter. Okay. I'm just gonna be honest, bitch. It's a babysitter. So I went and bought a new babysitter, and my husband also took advantage of the retail therapy moment and now has a new Xbox X coming Friday. So in a way, it was a big benefit, but I'm allowing myself the grace of like having the past 4 days, I just was not in my element. I wasn't doing the right things. Today, I stepped into my power. I did my workouts, I did my journaling, I cleaned my office, I set everything up neatly, and I got back on my schedule, including the fucking podcast that just blew up in my face. It took the back burner, and that wasn't making me feel good. Not at all. So I want you to acknowledge the changes here, embrace it, and fucking stick to something that makes you feel good. Like, I know it makes you feel good to get up and move your body, to get up and, go into a mindful state, to be present and aware, and to not beat yourself up. I mean, I get it, a day or two or four if you're like me because you like to drag it out. Sometimes that's okay. Sometimes we need that to remember why we want to feel good again, right? I feel like shit. I've been feeding my body shit. I feel sluggish. I feel bleh. Even my amazing S3 technology is hitting a wall because I'm fighting against it, right? So we have these amazing tools in our lives. We have these things, and we can make everything work against us if we are just trying to run from change and fight the inevitable. So whatever you're going through, listen, bitch, I love you. I love you. I know it's a hard season for a lot of moms letting their kids go in a different way. That's okay. It can be hard. It can be sad. Allow yourself the grieving process. And that's what I tell people. My kids moving out, I'm like grieving, right? It's like an energetic death. They're not in the house anymore. They're not in the space. They're not in that security zone where I feel good. I know where they are. And I mean, they're gone and that doesn't change. I know they're safe. I know, they're a phone call away and they know if anything ever happened, mom's here always 1,000%. So it's just a thing. It's a part of life. It's a part of life. It's okay that change feels weird, even if it's good. I'm not apologizing for my depression season. I'm not apologizing for feeling sad. Or for going through the things, I'm just letting myself feel it. I know it's temporary. And once I get used to it, before you know it, they'll be back for the summer. And then I'm going to be stressed out again because all six kids are home and it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. Eight people in the house. It's a lot. So that's it today, bitch. I hope you appreciate these tips and understand that wherever you are, I get it. Make sure you are subscribe so you don't miss an episode and make sure you are in my Facebook group. I really want to build this up to be interactive. So this is kind of like a listener-based show. Like I want to know what you're struggling with. And the next episode, I've already got two people that made requests, and that's the episode for them. Kind of even touched on the same thing. So whatever you're struggling with, I want you to reach out to me. This is therapeutic for both of us. If it's not something I've gone through, it's something I've coached someone else through. So I've got you, bitch. I love you. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great fucking day.